ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه بعد. Tip number 4 is to understand and remind yourself that you are doing da'wah for your own benefit, not for the benefit of anybody else. Now that might sound strange, but that is actually the fact, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut that the one who strives in my path, I will open the doors of hidayah, the paths to hidayah for that person. So when we do da'wah, it is not being done for the benefit of others, it is being done for our own benefit. So make sure that you get benefited. Don't be a flintstone. You know, a flintstone is a stone, you knock two of them together and you get a spark and it lights a fire. So don't become a flintstone which lights fires for everybody else, but is itself cold and it's a stone. So, you know, it doesn't help, the fire doesn't help that stone. So don't be a flintstone lighting other people's fires while you remain cold. So make sure that we need to make sure that we benefit from the da'wah, which is reminder. As they say, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He said he all through school and college, he was number one in his class. I asked him, I said, did you study very hard? He said, no, I didn't study at all. So I said, then how are you number one? He said, because I didn't study, but I used to teach all my colleagues, all my friends in the class, whatever was being taught in the class, I would teach them. So now he wasn't studying, but he was teaching. So therefore, the teaching is the best way of learning. And that's the reminder. So when we are talking to each other about da'wah, must make sure that the ear which is closest to your mouth benefits from the da'wah. And that ear is your own ear. There's no ear that is closer to your mouth unless you're speaking literally into somebody's ear than your own ear. So make sure that the da'wah, the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the things that you are talking about to people actually benefit you. Do not be a flintstone. Second one is that it's very important to make sure that you understand that the other person is actually better than you. The reason I'm saying that is because Allah sent you to him. So therefore, that person is better than you, because Allah sends the one who is in need to the one who can provide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam to Khidr, because Khidr had knowledge that Musa alayhi salam didn't have. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam to Khidr alayhi salam, and that is the training. So when you are going to somebody else for da'wah, remember that Allah is sending you to that person so that you can benefit. Allah did not promise guidance to the one that you are talking to. Allah promised guidance to you. And you cannot get that guidance unless you go talk to somebody else. You can't get the guidance talking to a wall. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending you to that person in order to bless you, in order to benefit you, in order to guide you. Because Allah promised guidance for the one who is giving the da'wah. Allah didn't necessarily promise it for the one who is receiving this da'wah, because the people who received da'wah from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and refused to accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to console the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَهْدِ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah said, you cannot give guidance to the one that you wish, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whoever he likes. And that is an ayat for the consolation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, because he used to get very upset that his uncle Abu Talib and other people would not heed his advice and wouldn't heed the warning and continued to indulge in shirk. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi used to be extremely upset, and he would weep with his sadness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed, consoled him, and he said, don't worry about this. It is not in your hands, the da'wah, the guidance is in our hands, and we will guide who we want. Your job is to convey the message to those persons. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. That for you, your job is only to convey the message. So don't worry about that. And this is a message for us to say that Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide. And Allah always guides the one who has sincerity. But since we don't know who has sincerity and who doesn't have sincerity, we have been told to go to everybody and to present. Our job is to present. So very, very important for us not to be arrogant, because that's another major problem with many dawat who unconsciously fall into this trap of shaitan of believing that they are superior to others, of pretending that, and you just have to listen to them for 2 minutes and you can make that out through their tone of voice, through how they speak and what they do. So very, very important not to fall into that trap. The other person is better than you, and that's why Allah sent you to him. The other person is the means by which you are earning reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So treat that person with great love and great respect, and present your da'wah in the best possible manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Bil hikmati wal ma'izati al hasana," that invite them towards your path with hikmah and then with ma'izati al hasana, with a good advice, good ma'izah. Now, first is the hikmah. So, first is build a connection, build a relationship, and then present your situation, present your proposal to that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other person is also better, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that person, Allah told the sinner not to despair of his mercy. Allah did not tell the one who thinks he is good not to despair of his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who thinks he is good is already in trouble, because he's either arrogant or he is on the path to becoming arrogant. Whereas the sinner who knows he is a sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his mercy for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So very important for us to remember this beautiful reminder from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the sinners, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all the beneficiaries of this ayah, which is so full of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling the sinners, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and he will forgive all sins, and he is the all forgiving and all merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, to help us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him, and to help us to understand that we do da'wah for our own benefit, not for the benefit of somebody else. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.